There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Toll free and join us here. We've been talking about Greece, still to come, Venezuela, things, of course, getting worse there. And once it starts to get bad in these socialist countries, it's not going to get better until something drastic occurs, I suspect. And
you can't keep doing the same thing you've done over and over again and expect different results.
Yeah, by the way, with you in the studio tonight here on Free Talk Live, it's me, Ian
Cantwell,
and King Mark the First.
We're going to get back into, or we'll get into the story about Venezuela here, where they are now taking people's produce. So there have been constant state takeovers there of various different industries. We're seeing now more state involvement in the producing of food, which, of course, as we know, is hard to find there. So now the state's going to take it over. I imagine it's going to make it even more hard to find. But first, we go to Michael in Longview, Texas, to start things out this hour. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey there.
A couple quick questions about Pork Fest.
Pork Fest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
We go there every year.
Yearly event put on by the Free State Project here in New Hampshire to sort of showcase what it's like to be around people who care about freedom. What about it?
I know this year y'all had that video about the tax guys trying to come and, you know, collect the taxes. My question is about, have y'all ever had any other government agents try to, you know, come into Pork Fest? And what's happened with that?
There was a couple of years, two or three years ago, I think it was like maybe 2011, so several years ago now, I guess, at this point, there were some Liquor Commission agents who came in apparently undercover, and there were some people that were openly selling alcohol in that particular year, and they were not threatened directly by the agents. The agents in that case went after the park's owner and demanded that he kind of get that situation under control. So the park's owner then talked to the Porcupine Freedom Festival organizers and told them, look, you know, we can't have any open sale of alcohol here because they are going to steal my alcohol license if that continues to happen. So they put the pressure on the park owner. That, of course, doesn't mean that there won't be people selling alcohol at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It just means that it won't be sold openly. Nobody's going to put it out on Front Street that they've got alcohol for sale. So there are still things like that that happen. It's just a little more behind the scenes.
Does Rogers have a liquor license?
Apparently they do. Apparently they might sell some beer or something in that. Maybe it's just like a, I don't know.
I have not seen them selling any alcohol at Rogers Campground before.
That's just what I heard. I've never looked real close in their store. They got a little convenience store inside Rogers.
Yeah.
And I've never...
They might sell beers in there.
Yeah.
I don't think they do.
Okay.
I guess when I say liquor license, I meant beer and wine, maybe, but...
In any case, they would have gone after him one way or the other, whether it's for selling without a license or for going after whatever license he does have.
Well, he wouldn't have been the one selling in the park, right? Those would have been the people that were...
facilitating.
He could have claimed he didn't know.
Conspiracy to commit.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, he could claim ignorance, but now, of course, they brought it to his attention. He wouldn't be able to claim ignorance from that point forward. Go ahead, Michael.
I've kind of presumed that y'all prefer that, you know, the state doesn't show up at Porcupine Freedom Festival, you know, that y'all would prefer to, you know, handle things internally, right?
Oh, obviously. I mean, let's keep the state away. I mean, there was one year when the police drove through, and this was many years ago, probably 5 years ago at least, the police drove through the park because they made a regular habit of doing that. They had an agreement with the park's owner that they would do that, you know, throughout the year, throughout the time people are there in the park, is, you know, drive through once in a while just to, you know, as part of their patrol. Well, when they did that at Pork Fest, they got their car surrounded by a dozen people very quickly, with video cameras, including myself, and then it was after that that the Pork Fest organizers talked to the park's owner, and he then told the police they are not to come through the park during the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So that was a success. And yeah, obviously, liberty-minded people would prefer to solve their own problems without the state, if they can avoid it. But, of course, if things get real bad, then you may need to call the monopoly provider of services in certain instances, as we've done here in Keene on some occasion. So I wouldn't say that libertarians are 100% against utilizing the state. It's just they try not to.
Right. I mean, they have a monopoly on force, so
right.
If you need to use force, you have who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters, but, of course.
What I'm trying to kind of get into is, you know, how long do you think it's going to be until some agent provocateur comes in, you know, like 30 of them, and you got 15 versus 15, and, you know, that justifies their reason to bring in the government, and then every year after.
What do you mean when you say an agent provocateur? What is your idea that person would do?
Maybe kind of incite some violence against, you know, the other 15 people, and then there's some huge brawl.
You're saying that the 15 people would be agents, and the other 15 would also be agents, so they would be fighting one another?
Yeah, sort of.
That seems pretty unrealistic to me.
I don't know. I mean, it's not like it's never been done.
Yeah, I just don't see...
I mean, in Kent State, it was government agents throwing rocks at government agents, the National Guard.
Kent State were angry as hell, though. I mean, this is a group of party people in the middle of the woods.
They also didn't have security on site, which the Porcupine Freedom Festival does. But there's an article out, somebody made a blog post that Porkfest is going to be raided in the next 3 years.
Okay.
And,
what was that, a couple of years ago that came out?
It was a couple of years, and it, so far his time frame isn't up, but it's the clock's a-ticking for his prediction. And it wouldn't surprise me that would be the case. I think that it's pretty Pollyanna-ish to assume that the government is never going to descend upon the Porcupine Freedom Festival when essentially, you know, the nose is being thumbed at them over and over again.
Yeah,
I don't know what it's
going to
look like.
We have a publicly advertised anti-government party and a bunch of people are there, and I mean, you've got to assume that there are already undercover agents at Porkfest, right?
That seems pretty obvious.
I mean, there was one time maybe it was 2013 or 2012 when I was there. I'm no longer welcome at the event. Speaking of calling the police, they threatened to call the police on me.
I would welcome you, Chris.
But there was a guy who was selling shirts that said, "I'm a Fed." Don't you wish it was that easy?
Yeah, there is a problem at Porkfest sometimes with this who's the Fed game, where people who are acting very strange, as libertarians are known to act sometimes, and perhaps antisocial, or acting in very, you know, dangerous ways, like one guy mishandling a gun seemingly almost on purpose. There have been a lot of weird instances of people who have been very questionable, and it just results in kind of a witch hunt, which I don't think is very productive. It was actually the first year this year that I never heard any of the who's the Fed stuff. I didn't hear any of those rumors flying around, and so I was really refreshed that was happening. Yeah, they're obviously there, but, you know, you probably shouldn't be selling drugs openly to strangers if you want to avoid, you know, the federal government knowing about that. Also, probably you shouldn't be plotting any violence, period. I don't think you should, but you certainly shouldn't be plotting any violence with the guy next door to you at the campsite. You know, there's two good suggestions to avoid agents provocateur. But as far as your idea that they're going to send 30 cops to Porkfest and they're going to start a gang fight in the middle of the field, that just doesn't seem like it's going to fly. I mean, the people that are standing around aren't going to join the fight. They're going to try to break it up.
Well, I'll tell you what, it'll be easier to do now than it has been in previous years, because I heard this year they were making guys put the empty chamber indicators in their long guns. So guys who had rifles were forced to put this orange piece of plastic in their weapons. Otherwise,
wow, I didn't see that.
Security would hassle them, which I thought was hilarious, because it's just giving into the gun control nonsense of assault weapons, because you could still walk around with a loaded handgun.
Was there photographic evidence of that? Because I didn't notice it. And not to say I was looking closely for it, but
but I was talking to people outside of the event, and I was like, "What's that piece of orange plastic sticking out of your rifle?"
You actually saw it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, several okay. guys who came out to talk to me were carrying, you know, semi-automatic rifles. And I'm like, what is with this? And they're like, oh, well, Porkfest security says that we have to have these empty chamber indicators in our rifles.
So, wait, would that mean that they couldn't rack one into the chamber, that blocks the chamber?
You would have to. It means that they don't have one in the chamber. So they're going to have to pull that indicator out, and then they're going to have to cock the weapon, and then they're ready to rock and roll. But normally speaking, like, look, for you to go start a violent conflict, conflict at Porkfest, it'd be a death sentence, right? Because everybody has guns.
Armed.
So what are you going to do? A bunch of, you have 15 guys come in there and try to start a riot, and then, you know what, they get shot.
Yeah, that's not going to go anywhere. I wouldn't say they would, unless they pulled out guns, I would guess they probably would try to manhandle them to stop them before pulling, you know, before shooting anyone. But yeah, I'm not so worried about that, Michael. I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. I think if there are agents provocateur, they're going to try to be working a little more subtly at Porkfest. This isn't like a biker gang party. It's a bunch of libertarians. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. And you can dial us up toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether you want to comment on Greece or Venezuela or whatever happens to be on your mind, we'll go to a story here about the workplace. Chris Cantwell and Mark actually both happen to have the same piece of show prep tonight about a conspiracy to air condition the workplace. It's apparently about the patriarchy. We'll explain that here in a little bit. But I also want to let you know about a new app that I've downloaded on my smartphone. And I would recommend that if you are an activist, if you are a neighborhood watch group, if you are a medical worker, any kind of emergency responder, you should get Cell 411. Now, right now it's only available for Android. It's coming soon for iPhone. From what I understand, I believe the Apple takes longer to approve apps in their store, so I'm not sure when the iPhone app is going to come out, but it is in the pipe to come out on the iPhone or the iOS store. What it does is it's a decentralized micro-social network that allows users to manage, create, and respond to alerts and emergencies in real time. So you open up Cell 411, you punch one button, it comes up with several options that you can send out, this alert that you can send out to your friends, your family members, everybody else that you know that has Cell 411. So maybe you're being pulled over by the police. Maybe you need medical help. Perhaps you've got a breakdown of your car. You're cop blocking, for instance. There are several options on here that you can send out these alerts to your friends. And I've tested this, and it actually works. First time, first program they've released, it's working. And I'm really excited about Cell 411. It's great, whether you're an activist or, again, just neighborhood watch, or just your family. Just your family members and your friends and neighbors. You can send alerts in real time with your exact location. No more wondering about where somebody is when they're sending an alert. And you can also respond to your alerts in real time. So if you get an alert from a friend saying they're broken down, you can actually say, okay, I'm on that. And then it'll let them know Mark is coming to their aid. So you'll receive detailed directions to the location where your friends are located and in need for help. So go and get Cell 411. It's through the Google Apps Store, the Google Play Store, I guess they call it. I think it's 99 cents, and it's well worth it.
Do you need the approval of Google and Apple to have an app work on their phones?
I don't think Google is as tightly controlled as Apple because there's a lot of software for Google, and it seems like you can just sort of put stuff up there a lot easier than Apple. Apple seems to have some sort of auditing. I'm not sure exactly what that entails.
Okay.
It's pretty easy to get an app into the Google Play Store. There's definitely some screening that goes on with the Apple App Store.
And that's for better or for worse. I mean, some could argue that the Apple screening helps keep poor quality apps out, and there certainly are plenty of poor quality Google apps.
Yeah, no question about it.
Or Android apps. Not only are there poor quality ones, but there are also some real questionable ones. I remember accidentally downloading one years ago that turned out to be a phishing program for an instant messenger app. It was one of those instant messenger, like, multi-apps where you could instant message on Google and you could instant message on Yahoo and AIM all in the same app. Well, apparently they were using that app to steal people's passwords. So you do have to, when you're on the Android Play Store, you do have to pay attention to reviews and, you know, who the manufacturer is and, you know, what kind of reputation do they have. So it's much more of an open marketplace with Google as opposed to Apple, which is very restricted.
Yep. No doubt about
it. I figured you'd have been swept up in some kind of, like, Grindr scam or something.
No, I've never used Grindr. It's not my thing. Cell 411, as in C-E-L-L, Cell 411. Go look for it on the Android Play Store. I've got a copy of it. I recommend you do as well. Let's get to the story about Venezuela. The Telegraph has it, telegraph.co.uk. Their embattled government, writes Harriet Alexander, has taken the drastic step of forcing food producers to sell their produce to the state in a bid to counter the ever-worsening shortages. Farmers and manufacturers who produce milk, pasta, oil, rice, sugar, and flour have been told to supply between 30% and 100% of their products to the state stores. So
is this a news story or Atlas Shrugged?
This is real. It was posted less than a week ago. Fresh news, basically, from Venezuela. And, of course, as you may recall, it was the Venezuelan government who took over grocery chains like a year or two ago. So this is a relatively new development there.
Yeah, when you're nationalizing grocery stores, that's it. You know, I mean, it's
bad.
I've also been hearing that high-profile businessmen have been disappearing and no longer servicing the Muggles.
By disappearing, you mean they're leaving Venezuela?
They're going to Galt's Galt. It's a reference to the Ayn Rand novel.
See, I've never read it. Couldn't tell you.
I did. I didn't find it to be anywhere near as interesting of a read as Fountainhead, but, you know.
Shortages,
lots of people disagree with me.
Rationing, and queues outside of supermarkets have become a way of life for Venezuelans. But there was actually news that I heard that they were actually forcing the lines to not be outside of the supermarkets anymore. You're not allowed to be standing in line out here because people can take pictures of you. And then someone might figure out that things are screwed up here.
Of course, anybody who's paying attention to the news in Venezuela already knows that.
Yeah, their isolated country battles against rigid currency controls and a shortage of U.S. dollars, making it difficult for Venezuelans to find imported goods. Pablo Barabiar, a president of the Venezuelan Food Industry Chamber, said the order was illogical, damaging to Venezuelan consumers, saying, quote, taking products from the supermarkets and shops to hand them over to the state network doesn't help in any way, and problems like speculating will only get worse because the foods will be concentrated precisely in the areas where the resellers go. He pointed to statistics showing that two-thirds of hoarders, or bacaqueros, giant ants, as they are nicknamed in Venezuela, buy their goods from the three state-owned chains to resell them at a profit, saying consumers will be forced to spend more time in queues, which is a line, given that the goods will be available in fewer stores. The state owns 7,245 stores compared to more than 113,000 that are in private hands.
So they're blaming speculators. Is that Walter Block does a good job of this in defending the undefendable. He talks about the speculator, and people say, "Oh, you're so bad because you sell food at a higher price during a famine or whatever." Mm-hmm. But it's also that they are actually making sure that people don't starve. Like they're going to go and collect these resources, and then they're going to try to sell them according to the price that the market will bear when these products are not available to people.
Well, I think he's definitely pointing the finger at some of these speculators, but at the same time, his complaint is that the government is centralizing the location of the food, so the speculators go and they get to it first before anybody else can.
Naturally, that's right. What they're going to do, right? I mean, people can't stop business from going on in prisons, ladies and gentlemen, right? You go to anybody who's ever been locked up can tell you that you could buy a lot of things that these people don't want you to buy when you're literally behind steel cages, and they think that they're going to do this to entire national economies, and it's going to somehow pan out. It's just absolutely ridiculous.
Consumers will be forced to spend more times in lines, given the goods will be available in fewer stores. The state, again, owns 7,000 compared to over 113,000 in private hands. Mr. Barabiar said that many of the private shops were in densely populated areas, meaning that people will now be forced to make longer journeys to the state stores. The chamber has asked the government for a meeting to discuss the plan, which they say they were not informed of. He said that, quote, this does absolutely nothing to help with shortages. And he's absolutely right about that. Giving the government the produce of the country so they can distribute it exclusively is going to make things worse. Not for the government officials, though. That will ensure that the government agents are, of course, well-fed, while the rest of the country will have to wait in longer lines and get their food from even fewer locations thanks to this confiscation, which is only, I'm sure, just beginning. It's 30% of some foods, up to 100% of others, and you can imagine that's only going to increase over time. 855-450-FREE, you can take control here of Free Talk Live.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Watching a video taken in a Venezuelan supermarket. The shelves are just decimated. You can probably see some of this. It's a little bit blurry, but I mean, decimated. Try one more
decimated
time.
Decimated does not do this story justice. Yeah. I mean, decimated means to divide by 10 or something to that effect. And there's nothing there.
Yeah. So, I mean, you've touched on one of my little pet peeves. I have, when it comes to vocabulary, I have so many peeves. It's a peeve zoo. Decimated, in fact, is what they would do to troops. Romans are famous for it, but it's certainly been done elsewhere, is that in order to institute, the kind of behavior they wanted to institute, the worst punishment is basically they go by, they count off to 10 and kill the every tenth man.
Yeah.
So it's to destroy a tenth of it. So if the store shelves had 90% of the things that they're supposed to have on the shelves, they would be decimated.
But when they have nothing left, they are great, completely destroyed.
It's a great word,
yeah.
And it has come to me. Destroyed.
Yeah.
And it's fine too.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, the dictionary does say definition number one, to destroy a great number or proportion of, and that number definition three, which is obsolete, is to take a tenth from.
Yeah.
So anyway, the video here, we're talking
Your
about
language is obsolete, Mark.
Yeah,
get with
it
the
is.
Times.
Yeah,
Venezuela. Like it. We're talking about Venezuela and what's happening over there after having discussed Greece. Venezuela's I would say it's at least the news reports that are coming out seem more dire Like, you know, the situation with the Venezuelan Bolivar, we'll talk about that here in a moment, and how insane the exchange rate is there because there's a government-mandated exchange rate. And then there's the actual exchange rate that the market will provide, that the black market provides. And there's a huge gulf of a disparity between those two. And we'll explain that here in a little bit. But we're talking about the government in Venezuela taking over produce. They are going to producers, which few of them remain, of things like milk, pasta, oil, rice, sugar, flour. These are the basics, you know, staples, food staples. And they're taking 30 to 100% of their products. Now, they're paying them some arbitrary amount of government-decided amount.
And so, we're going to give you, a fair market value for these in bolivars, of course, which are becoming less and less value by the day.
They're just taking people's food, and then they're going to centralize them into the government food distribution locations, which are former super stores or whatever, you know, department stores or grocery stores.
I just want to point out, too, that the funniest part about this is that the Venezuelan president, when there was the stories were hitting the headlines about shortages of toilet paper, what he said is, of course there's a shortage of toilet paper because Venezuelans have so much food. And now don't even have food.
So the video that we're watching here, most of the shelves are completely empty. Some of them seem to have even been just kind of tipped over. And then as you watch, there's like another like 40 minutes or 40 seconds into the video. There's one aisle that has all of this activity on it. And you've got people that appear to they appear to be putting food in large garbage bags or whatever it is that they're picking up. There are a number of people in that one aisle. And they're just loading up plastic bags full of whatever's left in this store.
It's like a scene from The Walking Dead.
Yeah, it really is, without anybody, you know, eating any brains or anything like that at this point. It's just
give it a couple of weeks.
It's a desperate situation over there, and it just keeps getting worse financially. So, fascinating stuff. I'll post a link to that video on our Facebook and in our Twitter here in a little bit. Also, want to let you know how to get Express Coin. Whether you're in Greece or Venezuela or wherever, Bitcoin's a really important thing. Unfortunately, Express Coin only does business in U.S. and Canada. For those of you in the U.S. and Canada, you might want to consider getting some Bitcoin. The price is hovering close to getting back up towards $300 per Bitcoin. What was it? $290-something earlier today, I think.
Yeah, it's out of like $293. It's $287 at the moment. But
So you never know where it's going to go tomorrow. But one thing you do know for sure is that Bitcoin is an amazing decentralized currency that was not issued by any central bank. The Eurozone cannot control Bitcoin. The Venezuelan dictator, or, you know, whatever they call him there, the president, Maduro, he can't control Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a way for people in a lot of places to create some level of financial independence for themselves and get away from the state system. So if you're in the U.S. or Canada, go to expresscoin.com. You can get Bitcoin there, Litecoin, Dogecoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive, and they're a licensed money services business. You can get cryptocurrency with money order or check there. You can do it from your smartphone. They've got an app at expresscoin.com, or just use their website, expresscoin.com. Don't forget coupon code FTL. That code will get you $40 worth, or up to $40 worth, of cryptocurrency with no transfer fee at all. So check it out at expresscoin.com with coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live. Back to the situation in Venezuela, where farmers are being told they better hand it over. They need to hand over 30 to 100% of their crop, of these, you know, very basic food staples, to the government, so the government can then distribute that in the way they deem to be appropriate through their government's super stores or whatever.
Their five-year plan.
They're not very super right now, I can tell you that. They might have been super when they were taken over by the government a couple of years ago, but now empty shelves abound. And they believe that, you know, the government wants people to believe that them handling food distribution completely from farm to you is going to improve the situation.
This
no
is
way.
Worse than Greece, because Greeks can leave Greece if that's what they want to do. They can go anywhere in the European Union, mm-hmm. and they can travel there. They can do business there. They can do what they want. The Venezuelans are stuck. They can't go
to Guatemala
anywhere.
Or something like that? Or
I'm sure they can go to some worse place, yeah.
For all of the complaints that people have about U.S. immigration laws, like some of the immigration laws in South America are absolutely brutal. Like, you cannot just travel from one South American country to another.
I'm sorry, Guatemala is next to Belize. I was kidding.
You were thinking it was right next door?
Correct.
Okay.
Colombia is right, what they're right Columbia's next door right to, there. As well as Guyana and Brazil.
I imagine that if people had the right of free travel to and from these places, that they'd manage to get goods and services in there and alleviate some of this problem.
And services are leaving Venezuela because they can get more money for them in Colombia. So they're actually smuggled out. There was a story we had previously where guys with huge tanks of gasoline were huffing it across the border.
Walking.
Not huffing the gasoline, but walking across the border with this tremendous heavy tank of gasoline on their back just so they can go and sell it for dollars so they can then take those dollars back into Venezuela and live like kings.
They've probably got, because of the price controls in Venezuela, they've got gasoline is likely set artificially low and then rationed, and then you could go get an actual market price for it somewhere else, and that's quite the... Thing.
By the way, according to the story here at the Telegraph in the UK, the government, of course, taking over food production to some extent here. They're not going to actually farm for the food, but they're just going to take it from the farmers, essentially.
Oh, why would you do something you're not familiar with when you're going to just steal it from people who are?
In March, Venezuelans were so worried about food shortages and diminishing stocks of basic goods. I wouldn't say it's the Venezuelans who are worried about it. It's the government, guys. Fingerprint scanners have been installed in supermarkets in an attempt to crack down on hoarding. So they are rationing the amount of food being given out to people. You can't go in there. You've got to scan your fingerprint. They're going to say, we're sorry, Mark, but you've already bought your ration of rice for this month.
So at this point, the Venezuelan bureaucrats, the politicians, have given up any semblance of trying to save their economy. Mm. At this point, they're just figuring out how they can pick the last few pieces of meat off of the bones of the people that they claim to serve. And they're going to give all the speeches. They're going to give you all the platitudes, just like politicians do here in this country and just like they do everywhere in the world. But that's what they're doing. They're picking the last little bits of meat off of the bones of the economy of Venezuela. Goodbye.
But, you know, the good news here, I have to say, and we don't give the Venezuelan government enough credit, because they're finally reaching this goal of income equality that politicians have been striving here for in the United States.
Where everyone's poor.
Yes.
What you're pointing to, and I think it's really valid, Chris, is that there seems to be an insatiable desire on the part of the voting public for free crap. It's like in Venezuela, as long as the stinking politicians continue to lie about free crap, they'll still support them.
855 453, it's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now, don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind, though we are talking about Venezuela right now and just the absolute mess that is continuing there, with now the government having already taken over thousands of grocery stores. Now they're just going to go ahead and start taking people's produce from them. And they're going to pay them for it. Some arbitrary amount of money, and as Cantwell pointed out, will likely be paying them in bolivars, which of course aren't worth...
Nobody wants them.
Yeah, really much of anything. In fact, it's getting even worse now, with Financial Times saying that the Venezuelan currency has entered free fall mode. That doesn't sound good.
No, when the Financial Times says your currency has entered free fall mode, it's bad news.
Right. I mean, we just talked about this a few weeks ago. It was the last time we discussed Venezuela, and it was at that time that some experts were saying that it was over 600% inflation. If I recall, recalling correctly, there was somebody who studied the cost of what it would cost to build a specific sort of Venezuelan sandwich, a very popular sandwich down there. I don't remember what it was called. I apologize about that. But they looked through, okay, you know, this ingredient costs X, this ingredient costs Y, this ingredient costs Z. Here's the cost of the sandwich. They then did the same thing the next week, and the cost had doubled.
Mm. Well, the only reason for that is because sandwiches are a sexist conspiracy by the patriarchy.
Well, we can get to that. There's the claim that air conditioning is apparently a sexist conspiracy.
No, but it's the whole, you know, make me a sandwich thing is just patriarchal and sexist. So that's the only reason for that. It has nothing to do with the inflation, Ian. You have to understand that everything is about sex and race.
Well, no one's making that claim with Venezuela, but we will get into somebody who is actually claiming that air conditioning is some sort of sex conspiracy between the patriarchy and women. That may be in hour number three. But right now, I want to talk about the Venezuela currency free fall, according to FT.com, having tumbled beyond the 500 per dollar mark, that is 500 bolivars per dollar, in the black market at the start of the month. This was published 7 hours ago. Then went through the 600 mark just 8 days later.
Wow.
The bolivar is now within sight of crashing through the 700 barrier, the so-called bolivar fuerte, or strong bolivar.
The strong bolivar.
Yeah, remember, the old bolivar became so worthless, they replaced it with the strong bolivar like 10 or 15 years ago.
So the bolivar is so strong, we'll cram it down your throat and take your food.
It's so strong, you can get 600 of them now for one measly dollar.
Let me ask you this, Ian. Why hasn't Bitcoin caught on in Venezuela?
I don't know. I mean, I haven't looked for any. We did look at a piece, actually, about Bitcoin in Venezuela, and there are people using it. I mean, when you say caught on, has it caught on in Greece? I mean,
well,
there are
increases. You don't have hyperinflation.
There. Right.
So, I mean, there's a different story. See, Bitcoin is going to continue. You know what they're saying about the force of the dollar? Dollars are doing very well in Venezuela right now.
Yeah.
Not because they're a fiat currency or a value-backed currency, but because they're holding their value in comparison to the bolivar. The Bitcoin
right.
is not only holding its value against the dollar, it is increasing in value against the dollar. So anybody who buys a Bitcoin in Venezuela should be able to use that Bitcoin with other people at increasingly more to their advantage as time goes by. But for some reason, people aren't switching over. Businesses aren't taking them. Is it because there isn't enough cell phone coverage? Is it that there's not enough smartphone penetration?
I don't know.
I would suspect that if you're at a position where people are having trouble finding food, then they probably don't have a lot of spare money with which to change into other currencies. Right now, it might be a wise thing to do, but I mean, look, if you're living paycheck to paycheck in the United States, you're probably not hoarding Bitcoin, right? And if you are wondering if you'll be able to eat today in Venezuela, then I don't know. Getting into currency exchanges seems like a bit of a stretch as well.
But they are into currency exchanges. They're doing currency exchanges for dollars all the time. I'm just and with Bitcoins, if you could get, you know, other businesses around converted to this, and it would seem like they'd have huge incentives to do that, they'd be able to do business. They don't have to currency exchange. They can just stay in Bitcoins at that point.
Well, but you couldn't just stay in Bitcoins because you've got to buy food, and not all the, and especially the state-run grocery stores are certainly not going to accept your Bitcoin. They certainly don't want to do that. And, of course, there's a lot of risk in Bitcoin. We say that we expect Bitcoin to go up, but Bitcoin could go to zero tomorrow, and these people are in dire straits.
So could the bolivar.
Definitely more likely to go to zero tomorrow.
Well, exactly. But when they go into dollars, right, they have some standard of expectation that the dollar is going to maintain its value where they don't have the same expectation for Bitcoin.
I get it with dollars.
Wait, there's also restrictions on dollars in Venezuela. So you can't just go to the bank and say, I'd like to get this turned into dollars. You can't do that there.
No, of course not. You're talking about this situation. This is the black market exchange rate where you literally have to go to, like, a drug dealer to buy U.S. dollars.
Somebody, there's probably a lot of different people selling dollars. I imagine they're in high demand.
Somebody who's the equivalent of a drug dealer, essentially.
Right, it's illegal, right? You're going, you're getting dollars, that's not legal to do in Venezuela. So I'm speculating. I don't know what the legality of Bitcoin is, but it wouldn't surprise me if the government said, if you're doing business in Venezuela, you're doing it in bolivars. You cannot accept any. I'm speculating. Right?
I'm sure.
You cannot accept anything but the official bolivar, the bolivar fuerte. You can't do that.
And certainly the state-owned stores are going to do that, right? So, I mean,
they're going to send guys around to check on the other stores.
Yeah. You know?
They get reports that somebody's accepting something else. I imagine that could result in some kind of punishment. That's just speculation. If you know more, please call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE, because I remember we did read something about Bitcoin in Venezuela a few months ago, maybe several months ago. It just didn't seem like it was taking off necessarily, but at the same time, it didn't say it was prohibited. So I don't know what the current status is. If you know more, please inform us. But right now, the amount of bolivars you can buy with $1 has hit a new low, if you want to call it. That's how they're referring to it in the Financial Times. 683 683 Bolivar Fuertes per dollar. That was the black market price today, according to DollarToday.com, the rate tracking website that has become the unofficial reference for checking the Venezuelan currency. Because the official exchange rate, which has not changed in quite a long time, is still 6.3 bolivars per U.S. dollar. So it's literally 100 times more than 100 times a difference. 6.3 to 680. Mm. That's the difference. So even if you could legally go into a bank in Venezuela and withdraw dollars, exchange bolivars for a dollar, if you could do that, you'd be getting an awesome deal, right? You'd be you'd giving them 6.3, they'd be giving you a dollar, and then you could go and get 600 of the bolivars for the dollar on the black market. So that's why they're not allowing anybody to exchange you know, bolivars into dollars.
Yeah, I'm surprised that there's not some kind of black market business going on you know, here in the United States with people just moving dollars over to Venezuela.
Oh, there is. There was a story we talked about probably more than a year ago.
Somebody's getting rich then.
Yes, yes. Talking about essentially people who are basically smuggling dollars down in there. And the people who do have dollars in Venezuela are, of course, living like kings while everybody else is scraping by. So, yeah, there are people who are doing that kind of stuff. And there was like some way that some dude was actually flying and somehow getting airline miles. And I forget exactly what. There's all kinds of ways for people who have the resources to work this system.
But you have to be Venezuelan, basically, right?
I'm not sure.
I remember when Silk Road was up, but I imagine some of the other black market, Bitcoin drug dealing sites probably still have this, that they used one of the things that you could buy with Bitcoin on Silk Road was paper currency from other countries. And I imagine that there's some amount of that going on some of these black market exchanges.
The currency has lost 43% of its value over the past month, as a fresh drive in global oil prices squeezes government finances and drains foreign reserves. Meanwhile, price increases are seen by economists to be approaching hyperinflation territory.
It's pretty close.
The government cranks up the printing press to pay for its expenses.
I love how you can get away with your official exchange rate being 100 times off from the actual exchange rate, and they say they might be nearing hyperinflation at some time in the future.
Well, right. There was somebody else who said it was already a 600% inflation rate there right now, based on certain estimates, because the Venezuelan Central Bank stopped printing the numbers at the beginning of this year. So they used to give some official state inflation rate, which, of course, was a bunch of BS anyway. But, you know, now they've stopped giving those numbers out. Something's really fishy going on.
It's kind of like when the United States stopped reporting M3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Venezuela's money supply has expanded 85% over the past year, according to Mr. Dahlin, citing Venezuelan central bank data. Again, that's from their own central bank that the money supply has expanded 85% in a year. That's what they're telling you.
Hmm.
So what's actually going on? Toll-free number tonight, 855.
The politicians are lying.
Yeah, 855-450-FREE. Politicians are eating well in Venezuela. You can better believe that. It's just everybody else that's getting
through. They're doing just fine.
Yeah. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Coming up, is it a conspiracy to have air conditioning that's, what, too cold in the office? We'll talk about it coming up here in moments. Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is on the way.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime,
anytime
is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.